What if the weight you've been fighting for years isn't the problem at all? What if every diet you've tried, every moment of self-loathing in front of the mirror, every promise to start fresh on Monday has been addressing a symptom while the real wound remains untouched? The relationship between our emotions and our bodies runs far deeper than calories in versus calories out. When stress floods our system, cortisol surges through our bloodstream, commanding our bodies to store fat and crave sugar. This isn't a character flaw, it's biology. Our brains have been conditioned to respond to emotional pain with specific food behaviors, creating patterns that willpower alone cannot break. Tapping, or emotional freedom techniques, offers a different path. By stimulating acupressure points while focusing on emotional issues, we send calming signals to the amygdala, the brain's alarm system. Research shows that a single hour-long tapping session can decrease cortisol levels by 24%, with some participants experiencing up to 50% reduction. Brain scans reveal decreased activity in areas associated with negative emotions, demonstrating that we can literally rewire our stress responses. Before taking action, panic hijacks the journey. A triggering event, an unflattering photo, tight clothes, a reunion invitation, suddenly ties our entire worth to a number. This panic manifests two ways. The fight pattern creates desperate urgency, extreme diets, punishing exercise, constant self-monitoring. The defeat pattern appears calmer but masks intense panic beneath surrender, using "I'll never lose weight" to avoid painful emotions. Both stem from the same cultural myth: thinness equals happiness and success. What we actually crave isn't a smaller body, it's self-acceptance. Consider the power we've given mirrors and scales. For many women, a piece of glass dictates an entire day's mood. The scale has become a private addiction, determining self-worth. Breaking free requires recognizing that sustainable weight loss isn't an emergency requiring panic and punishment. It's an inside job requiring us to lower stress and clear emotional residue first. Emotional eating mirrors a toxic relationship: brief pleasure followed by guilt. Simple carbohydrates trigger serotonin release, activating brain reward centers and making it nearly impossible to stop. Tapping directly on cravings can diminish their intensity in real time. One woman conquered her desperate rush for Ritz crackers by tapping at red lights, discovering she actually craved a way to decompress after work. Sometimes cravings run deeper. The unconscious mind uses emotional eating to protect us from threatening emotions or memories: stress, rebellion against perceived unfairness, exhaustion. One client realized that after her father criticized her weight, she unconsciously rebelled. If he couldn't love her as she was, she would refuse to change. Another woman's cookie cravings emerged when anxiety about her writing surfaced. By tapping on her publication fears, her craving vanished. Many resist giving up emotional eating because it serves as their primary source of pleasure or connection to the past. Hidden benefits: protection from unwanted attention, excuses for potential failure, avoiding pressure to succeed, keep us trapped in patterns that no longer serve us. Past events shape our relationship with food in ways we rarely recognize. Beverly endured 10 years of stepfamily turmoil with food as her only comfort. Tapping cleared these emotional charges, and she lost 30 pounds without dieting. Sometimes 6 words spoken decades ago change everything. Victoria heard, "You don't deserve to live here," as a young woman, triggering years of comfort eating. After tapping, she felt a switch flipped. Past experiences can create negative associations with weight loss itself. Abby was diagnosed with cancer while in peak shape, causing her to unconsciously resist healthy habits, fearing they would backfire again. Hurtful words wound us because we already believe them. Rather than processing feelings, we rebel, refusing to lose weight to prove them wrong while hurting ourselves more. Tapping releases this pain by having you repeat hurtful words while tapping until you can say them calmly, guiding you toward compassion only after fully processing the emotional charge. Our beliefs, thoughts we've repeated, shape how we perceive the world. Negative beliefs like "I'm not good enough," unconsciously drive us to seek supporting evidence and attract people who reinforce them. Many blame genetics for weight struggles, yet stem cell researcher Bruce Lipton's work shows genes don't predict health. Gene expression responds to environment, including emotions and beliefs. Our beliefs about weight loss become self-fulfilling prophecies. Believe weight loss requires suffering, and you'll either fail or regain weight quickly. Traditional diets fail because they ignore underlying beliefs driving self-sabotage. Lisa, bullied by thin girls in high school, developed the belief all thin women are mean, unconsciously sabotaging her weight loss to avoid becoming one of them. Many see their bodies as enemies, needing to earn love, rather than allies, deserving appreciation, waiting until they're thin to be happy, rather than learning self-love first. Here's a powerful insight. If negative beliefs were true, they wouldn't feel painful. The discomfort signals these beliefs contradict our authentic truth. Weight is a symptom, not the problem, though many resist this truth because it shields them from deeper issues. Your body demonstrates unconditional love through constant healing, yet it may hold on to weight as protection. When your body believes it's unsafe to lose weight, it fights to keep it on. Once it believes being thin is safer, weight loss becomes effortless. Weight often serves as a physical barrier. Carol gained weight living near her emotionally draining mother. By tapping on her anger, she discovered her body used weight as protection. Once she could set boundaries, she no longer needed food to numb feelings or weight as a shield. Weight can also protect us from life challenges. Tara feared losing weight would give her confidence to leave her unhappy marriage. When she tapped on her marital sadness, she realized she wanted to save her marriage and lost 16 pounds effortlessly. Some use weight as self-punishment. Lena punished herself with weight after having an abortion during wartime with an abusive partner. After tapping on shame and grief, she realized the best way to honor her baby's lost life was to live her own fully. In a world profiting from self-doubt, loving your body now is radical rebellion. Even elite athletes struggle with body confidence. Many believe weight loss will fix everything, careers, relationships, self-worth, but this lie robs us of present moment living. What transforms us isn't weight loss, but self-acceptance. Self-development becomes self-punishment when we believe we're broken. You're not a problem to solve. Women are told we're too emotional, yet our ability to feel deeply is our greatest gift, making us compassionate and intuitive. Use tapping to clear limiting beliefs so you can hear your inner voice. Try that class. Ask for that raise. Say no to energy drainers. This journey isn't about food or exercise. Those changes happen naturally when we move because it feels good and eat wholesome food because it nourishes us. Your body has been waiting for you to stop fighting it and start listening.